the life of the mu'min, the believer, it is along with two conditions and states. In other words, the life of the person who has iman, it passes along with two conditions, two states. One is the life in which, during which we say it is a life that is full of enjoyment, a life full of love and good emotions, positivity, and the life passes with this emotion, and a person's detached from any worries or concerns, and he is filled with love and passion, and he has a beautiful and unique life. And then there's another individual in parallel. His life is without enjoyment, wretchedness, and fear, anxiety, and both are believers, both are Muslim, and there's a big difference in the ibadah of both. The first one, who's immersed in love and enjoyment and good emotions and spirituality, and all of his ibadat, his worship, will have good taste, and he'll feel good, and he'll have good enjoyment from his ibadat, from his worship. He'll benefit from ibadat. Even the severe and hard forms of worship become beloved for him, and a beautiful emotion, his life becomes full of beautiful emotion. But the second individual, he is doing ibadah, and he's worshipping, he's just fulfilling the faraid, the compulsory, and everything, he's just doing according to the letter. Ramadan comes, he's keeping fast, he's doing what he has to, but he's complaining that inside, it's like there's a void, there's a vacuum, there's something missing, I'm lacking something. He's always complaining, don't know what's going on. I do ibadah, I worship, I do all the actions, I work hard, I make effort. Why is it that I'm empty, feeling empty inside? Why don't I feel good emotions? So these are the two conditions that are present within Muslims. And if you analyze and look around and ask yourself that, which emotion do you have within? You should have one of the two. You'll have one of the two, isn't it? Isn't this case? Now we need to think that, why is there a difference between these two states, conditions? Both are Muslim, both do the same actions, both worship. One is the condition of enjoyment and satisfaction, and he has no worries or distress. And the second individual has the issues. And the reason for this is one. The reason for the difference is that both are on the same platform. Why is there a difference? One has the love of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam within him, and the other individual doesn't have this love within him. They're both Muslimin, both have faith, they say they were believers, but the second person doesn't recognize this, that what's lacking inside me? Why am I not feeling good emotions and feeling good about my deen? I'm doing dhikr, I've got everything, ibadah, but inside him, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's love is not present within that second individual. Yes? Remember, there are two types of love. One is the natural love that everybody does. He has a desire. And he also has that desire. The second individual, he has a desire, a want, that I also want to do ziyarah. I want to have the closeness of the Holy Prophet. He does dua for this state as well. It's not the case, he doesn't. But the first person has it within him. It's inherent, present within him, the love ingrained inside him of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he knows that, the second person, but he doesn't understand that reality, the ground reality, the difference in my life and the reality. And if there's a difference in his life on earth, then there'll be difference at his time of death, and there'll be difference in his Jannah hereafter. Because when he departs from this world, then he will take with him the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a successful hereafter. So if he doesn't have it here, he won't have it in the hereafter. Yes, and da'wah, he claims more. The second individual who doesn't have it, who has a lack of the love of the Prophet ﷺ, he doesn't feel it, and he claims more that, oh, I'm the lover of the Prophet ﷺ, I'm his ashik, and I believe in him more. But if you look at me, I love him so much. Why? He says it for this reason, that he cannot be a person with iman, obviously, who doesn't have the love of the Holy Prophet ﷺ within him. So when we say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, then obviously the injection has come into our hearts. And the natural love of the Holy Prophet is there. If we don't have that, we cannot be Muslimin. We cannot have Iman. So he thinks that basic love, the basic Iman, he thinks that that's his love for the Prophet. But the love that he needs, the love that he should progress his Iman upon, he doesn't have that. But the person who reaches his destination, that first individual, who has no issues and problems and worries and concerns, he has a desire and he attains that desire and he gets to completion. So that's the difference in the life. So my brothers, we need to see in our lives, what situation are we in? That do I have love? I do ibadah, I worship, I pray salah, I do everything. So do I have this love within me? Do I have this existence, or the love existing with me? So love is such a factor that it wipes out the loss. It takes a person to high levels. And in reality, that this emotion, if a person gets this positive emotion, then he becomes the beloved and the friend of Allah. He becomes the beloved and friend of Allah. Without this emotion, without this status, no man can become a friend of Allah. Never can he be a wali Allah. Never. Without this basic platform. If he doesn't have this emotion, if he doesn't have the basic and advanced love of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, the want, the desire, the passion for the Prophet ﷺ, then he cannot claim to be close to Allah. He cannot claim to be the friend of Allah. He is not on a positive level. It's in the kitab is stated that he will not be included amongst the friends of Allah. Yes, so this is how great is the love of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, about whom the Quran has stated, the hadith have stated, that this love should be so powerful. Mother, father, house, outside, shop, store, business. What should be the greatest love in our heart? For the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. More than the whole world of what it contains, not one man, not two, the whole jama'ah of the Sahaba Ikram, the noble companions, they were each and every one of them lovers of the Holy Prophet. We hear stories, we see, we've read, we hear, we read the Quran. There are no examples that can compare to the Sahaba Ikram. And how were they totally immersed and drowned in the Prophet's love? They were drowned. They enjoyed it. Despite having hardship in the world, they were happy. So what was the difference? The difference was that they had love. They had love for the Holy Prophet ﷺ ingrained deep in their hearts. Subhanallah. So this is the factor we need to acquire. Love of the Holy Prophet ﷺ elevates a person high, and he starts to feel that. What example shall I give to you? This is such a factor, necessity, critical thing we need, that when this emotion comes into a believer, when the Prophet ﷺ's love comes into a person, then it doesn't remain hidden. It cannot remain hidden. Everybody wants to do ziyarah, see the Holy Prophet in dream. We do wazifas, we pray, recite. So we recite Durood Sharif so we can see him in our dream. We have the desire, but in reality, we don't do the actions that will give us the love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's love comes into a person, it doesn't remain hidden. It's not hidden. It's not concealed. It comes out. It's apparent. It's proven. It's seen. It's visible. Remember this. When you love Allah, that comes out into your life. And this is the rule of the world, that true love cannot be hidden. If you love somebody, then don't you want the reply to your love? And if the reply doesn't come, that for example, if you have the affection for someone, you write the letter to that person and you claim your love for that person and the reply doesn't come, will you be satisfied? Will you be happy? So when the reply text, nowadays is the day and age of text, then you say, MashaAllah, I have love for that person and he also has love for me. So Allah Ta'ala said himself, فَذْكُرُونِ أَذْكُرْكُمْ. That when you really do my dhikr, then I will do your dhikr. I will remember you, say subhanallah. Allah says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. So dhakir will be that person. Remember, dhakir, the true person who does dhikr of Allah will be that person who Allah also remembers him. This is the dhikr that we need, my friends. If Allah is not remembering us, then it's a one-way traffic of love. So this is, I'll leave the topic here, because I'm talking about the love for Rasulullah in the same way. Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's love, the situation with regards to his love, don't think, I love him, I love him so much, and I've ishq for him, and I'll give my efforts and everything, I recite Durood Sharif, I do X, Y, Z, I do this action and action. Yes, okay, you do it, but has the reply come? Has the response come? No, has the response come? It hasn't come. It cannot be Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you love him and you don't get the reply? Impossible. There's no such principle. So me and you now need to see. We need to ascertain and determine that how much of genuine love for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do we have in our life? Will we die like this? Will we pass away like this in this day? Without it, definitely there's an answer. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives the answer. And how does he answer? How does he respond? He responds clearly. Yes. That who are you loving? Think who are you loving? Which individual ilm personality? That what is the chapter for us? That we keep Allah for special individuals and personal. These are examples, the lives of the friends of Allah, the awliya Allah. Every friend of Allah, he is not apparent and visible in this world. Many are behind veils, hidden. So many Allah has kept hidden, and we only recognize a handful of them. Their names we know. And are these the only awliya Allah in the world? No, even now, today, in this day and age, there are many, many walis of Allah in the world. But Allah doesn't make all of them apparent. It's not necessary. He doesn't say, I'm a wali Allah. But their link is the same. Their love of Rasulullah is there in their heart, and they are getting the answer for their love. And how do they get it? Not just like for the sake of it. They are beloved, remember. And the beloved of Rasulullah, then the Prophet will not make that person wait, say subhanAllah. It's not hidden behind a veil. When you love Rasulullah, when you have that passion for Rasulullah, then immediately the Prophet comes in to that person directly and gives answer. If I give you examples, then maybe this will become history, will become a kitab. Maybe. Yes. Take the life of any wali wala from now back through all the centuries, those who we call awli Allah, we recognize them as walis Allah. There are many that are hidden and weren't revealed in history. Many, many that weren't revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're not known. They're not famous. So when a person loves Rasulullah, look, Allama Suyuti Rahmatullah alayhi. I'll give you some small examples. Allama Suyuti Rahmatullah. Have you heard his name? Great, great individual, great personality. So he said, 70 to more than 70 times I dreamt and saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not just dreamt, I saw him. I saw him clearly. He said, I'm hadir. I was present in his majlis, in his gathering. Imam Shazili rahmatullah stated, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he stated that, brothers, the Holy Prophet said himself that that person who loves me, when he starts to love me, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes the veil between me and him, said Nabi Sallam. And he attains that vision, that sight. He sees that light. Allah gives him the basirat, the strength of his eyes, that he says, I see the Prophet and he's seeing me. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are examples I'm giving to you. What great personalities. He said, I am seeing the Prophet and he's seeing me. Allah's Nabi Sallam comes himself, the veil is removed between the friend of Allah and Nabi Sallam. He's loving the Prophet Sallam and the Prophet Sallam. Imam Rafi rahmatullah alayh. He wrote, he was of great wali of his time, Khalifa bin Musa rahmatullah alayh. And he said that every night 70 times I would meet the Prophet Sallam. And he said that I do the work of his deen. Ajib, these must sound weird. He said, I do mashwara. And if everything, all my actions, the work I do of the deen, it's with his mashwara and go ahead and input. Subhanallah. The awliya Allah, the friends of, this is what we call a wali Allah. No wali of Allah can be a wali if he doesn't have the love, deep ingrained love of the Prophet. Without this love, he cannot be wali. And whoever has the love of the Prophet, it cannot be that there's a veil or a barrier between the wali and the Prophet. History proves this. As a Khwaja Mohinuddin Chishti rahimahullah ta'ala stated that when I went to the Indian subcontinent, the Holy Prophet showed me the journey from the west to the east, and he showed me Ajmer Sharif, that this is where you have to go and do the work of the deen. He used to live in the Middle East. As Abdul Qadir Jalali rahmatullah, I'm giving examples of all the great walis of Allah, great personalities, great. These aren't minor things that we can reject. No, he said, Dhuhr time was sad, the Prophet came and he said, my son, why don't you speak? There's discussing. He said, why don't you speak? Then he wasn't afraid or fearful. He wasn't surprised, shocked. He knew that he had the love for the Prophet. The veil was removed. He saw Basir with his eyes. They saw each other. He said, then why don't you speak? Rasulullah told him, why don't you give the lecture? He said, Abba Jahan, my father, how can I speak? I'm here. These are people who speak Fusa, classical Arabic. I'm ajnabi, foreigner. How can I speak to them in their classical Arabic? Who listen to me? The Prophet said, come. And he brought me close to him, opened my mouth, and seven times, subhanAllah, his blessed saliva The Prophet inserted his blessed saliva into my mouth, said Hazrat Abdul Qadir, 7 times after they stated, go and speak with hikmah, wisdom, and speak to them, discourse with them, discuss. The Prophet departed. He said, I finished Zuhr Salah. After Zuhr Salah, he said, when I turned around, the half of the city was sat behind me. The Arabs say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. You enjoy this, don't you? These are great, real stories. He said, half the town was sat behind me. Half the town. And Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, Muhammad Zakariya Sabrahim, he wrote a kitab. And he wrote great events. And in one event, Hazrat Shah Wali Al-Adelwi, he wrote about Shah Wali Al-Adelwi. What did he write? Who was he? What happened with him? More than 50 mukashifat and dreams he stated, in which the Holy Prophet ﷺ met him. Hazrat Shah Wali Al-Adelwi, he said, he didn't meet me, he met my father. He had this link as well, that mashallah, this was a family of walis, father, son. And today if we say that he is a wali, he will have that emotion, he won't have a veil between him and the Holy Prophet ﷺ. And could this not be? Of course it's possible. Whether they tell you or not, it's within their feelings and emotions. A wali cannot be wali if he doesn't have the deep ingrained love for the Holy Prophet ﷺ. Only he can be wali who loves Rasulullah ﷺ. There's a big difference in the lifestyles. Yes, we walk around and we follow his actions, but we don't have that love. So he wrote, subhanAllah, Hazrat Shah Wali Allah Delwi, Muhaddis of scholar of the Hadith, he said, My father told me that you were sick when you were younger, and I was bitterly distressed, and I saw that the Holy Prophet ﷺ came, and he said, how is my son, and he said, he's very ill and unwell. Rasulullah gave the dua for shifa, cure, and subhanallah, he took off 2 hairs from his blessed head and placed them into the hands of his father. And he placed the 2 hairs. And he said, my father, from those 2 hairs, he gave me 1 hair that is present with me today. And I became well, and the shifa and the cure came to me. So the meaning of what I'm saying, my friends, is that these emotions, love. Every Muslim is lazim, essential, that he has this love for the Prophet ﷺ inside him. We need to develop this. And if we don't have this love, then see, your iman is not complete, kamil. It's not kamil, it's not complete. Now we cannot say that this is for other people. No, we pray salah, we do hajj, all the actions and the pillars of the deen. But look at this standard, that do I have the highest status love for the Holy Prophet inside me? What's the proof of the love? I'm telling you that the veil will be removed between you and my own sheikh, Hazrat Ali Murtada, rahmatullah alayhi. Many events of his life, he had a beautiful link. What did he do? He used to write letters to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I've got that letter. It's proof. Hazrat Ali Murtada used to write a letter. He said, go and read this letter. I can't go. He said, he used to give that letter to people. He said, when you go to Madinatul Manawra, go and read this letter to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That I am Ali Murtaza. So he's addressing himself, introducing him. What did he say in the letter? I don't have money, I want to come to Medina, my children want to come. And he used to present his condition and his state of affairs, that I want to come, please. And I saw, alhamdulillah, that before those people would get there with that letter, Hazrat would be present himself there. And many other events he wouldn't share with everyone, because he was a wali Allah. He didn't need to show off. The wali Allah is, there's no parda between him and the Prophet. So my brothers, we are running around for food, bread. What's our life? Is this life? Is this life, have we attained something in our life, my friends? Have we? This is, we think it's a high point. We think it's a great point. That every mu'min status should be this. That, for example, how did these people become walis of Allah? What was the difference in their lives? Why is there a difference between the awliya Allah and one mu'min? Number one, he gets to the good high status, and the other one stays low because of the love of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hubbe Mustafa. This is what creates the difference in the iman of people. So obviously we don't have this love in our lives, because we don't have that status of the mu'min, number one. We don't have the love for Rasulullah that we should have. So this love, what should we do to acquire this? What action should we do? Because we need to create this love of the Prophet. Shall I tell you an action that will do this? Will you implement it? I'm sat on this pyramid, I say clearly, I'm not saying this. Who is telling us this wazifa? This practice? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself told us, and makes the people, I should say, subhanAllah and subhanAllah again. He wants, the Prophet ﷺ wants that every mu'min believer becomes his ashik. He said, I don't want any veil or barrier between me and my followers, my ummatis. I want to hear his words and I want him to hear my words. I want to see him, his love, and I want him to see my love. This is a beautiful topic that's come. The reason is this, that a darvesh came to me, a brother, a young brother, a child, 18 years old, and he comes and visits. And he's taking the sabak, the lesson from me, mashallah, he's darvesh, a good student. He asked me a unique question. This whole bayan came into form that time. This is necessary. So he just said one thing, that I said, why have you come to meet me today? He said, Hazrat, I have a question. He said that the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is it within me? How will I know if I've got the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam inside me? I said, every Muslim should think this question. Subhanallah. My head, my mind, it blew away. I got lost. I said, how can I answer him? I need to look at myself first. Do I have the love for the Prophet? So I was thinking about this, pondering. This whole subject matter Allah Ta'ala instilled into my mind. Say, Subhanallah. Before that, this subject matter was not in my mind at all. So I said, the answer to give to you, remember, bi-idhnillah, when a person comes like you are saliks and travelers on the path to Allah, all the words that come out, they're not mine. Rather, they are yours. They are for you, for your benefit. Insan has a link with Allah, is a connection with Allah so great, so powerful, that worldly matters, Allah Ta'ala solves our worldly matters. But when we have deeni matters that we want to get Allah's nearness, then will Allah Ta'ala hide the points of the deen? No, that if a person wants to get close to Allah, with the niyyah intention he gets to the gathering, to such a gathering where khalis, sincere, clean, pure words are discussed, then all the messages that the wali Allah shares with the individuals, Allah Ta'ala gives those messages. Individually, people reject and some embrace. So this is not a normal, by the way, gathering. This is impossible. This is a high status gathering where messages come from Allah. Grab them. Embrace Allah's points. Some people, there are who regularly come to these majalis. Some people come, then they leave. They come, then when. This happens normally in my majalis. 50% of those attendees who I've never seen before, they come, they go, then they won't come again. And only 50% are permanent, regular attendees who are close to me. And this is the uniqueness of my halakha. Some come and go, some come and go. They come themselves, they go themselves. 50% Allah sends them, they get the message, Allah prepares them. And that person who needs and has a want, he attains his manzil, his destination. So this is not a common gathering. People think this is peer hai, murid hai, and this is a custom. No, no, no. Today's message is a massive message. I've told you the history of the pious people. And he was 18, 19 years old. Before he asked me this gathering, this point came to my mind. And I thought, am I ashik of the Prophet? And I cried. I don't know if I've got the link with the Prophet. Everyone claims that he's an ashik. But if we claim, then where's the emotion? Where's the proof that I love the Prophet? Because that veil has been removed if we really love him. I've given you examples. Great walis of Allah. So Allah's Nabi said that when a mu'min loves me, then with Allah's hikmah, Allah gives him the basira, the vision, the veils are removed. He sees me and I see him. Subhanallah. Do you understand what I'm saying or you don't understand what I'm saying? Big, big subject matter. So my brothers, I tell you their action. What actions did the walis of Allah do that earned them this vision of the Prophet? So many times they met the Prophet. Hazrat Suyuti, Allama Suyuti said that, another additional point, he said that if for a second I do not see Rasulullah near in front of me, then I don't consider myself a Muslim. Always I'm present near to him, with him, basirat, vision. Say Subhanallah. I don't know what dunya we're running around in. What are we trying to attain? These are, we might think, are weird things that are being discussed, but they're not. Shall I tell you the wazifa, the action that will give us his sight? Nabi said, Rasulullah said himself that I want every mu'min becomes my lover so that there's no veil between me and my followers. So will we implement this action that will give us his vision? Inshallah. Because the subject matter is shared. We learn the knowledge. Rasulullah said, I'll tell you the wazifa. And those people, individuals, implemented this point that gave them the sight of Rasulullah when they did this wazifa. Love came into the heart. Love hadn't even come to the heart and the barrier was removed. Subhanallah. The rest is all artificial today. All made up and all false and empty claims. So shall I tell you that wazifa? That method? Not me. Rasulullah himself has told us, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, man ahabba sunnati fa man ahabbani. Say Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah, glory be to Allah. Rasulullah said, there's one action that will earn you my love. The person in his life who has implemented my sunnah, who has embarked on my sunnah in his life, then I love that person. Subhanallah, glory be to Allah. Yes, my brothers, and these are the few words, these are the points. And there are hundreds of thousands of walis that will have passed in history. And that's how they earned the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They embraced this message of the Prophet and they put this into their hearts because they wanted the true love and the closeness of the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May I tell you that come 5 a.m. my shop will open. I'll sell this. If you want the shop, you'll come 4 a.m. to get the shop if I'm selling it, because you want that asset. So you'll come an hour early in advance. If I'm auctioning my car, beautiful car, and I'll say that this car will be auctioned at 3 p.m. the person who wants the car is a desire, he'll arrive before 3 a.m. that I don't want somebody else to buy it. This will happen, isn't it? I'm selling my house, and I say that I will sell my house. The value is this, whoever wants it, come and buy it. 2 p.m. I'll sell it. Those people who want it, they'll come from 1 p.m. and stand in the queue, because I want the house. I need it. I want the shop. The business will come before time, before the appointment time. Subhanallah. So now you've understood, if you want the business, the shop, the house, the car, XYZ. So these were those people for Iman, to embrace Iman, to have strength of Iman. They said, we want the life that we are seeing him and he's seeing us. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So they knew the method to attain this status. What's the method? When they realized that we want the true life, when they read this hadith, then what a beautiful, clear message. Man ahabbani, Allah says, then the Prophet said, that man ahabba sunnati, fa man ahabbani, and then if you follow my sunnah, your house, your home, your family, your living, breathing, your akhlaq, your conduct, everything of yours, that from inside to outside, external to internal, your life should be in conformity and imitating my sunnah, said Rasulullah. Tell me, every waliyullah who ever lived, will you see the difference between their life and the sunnah? No way. In their life comes poverty, hunger, happiness, distress. Sons pass away, children pass away, problems, difficulties. They pass through every challenge, but in their life they have one common denominator. How did the Prophet ﷺ live his life? How did he do this action? What did he say this time? When this fear comes, when he had distress, what did he do? What libas did he wear? And how did he walk? And how did he do this action? Every single minute action. This is the reason that if you take the, you cannot explain the life of any Prophet with detail, but this was the life of Rasulullah ﷺ, that this is how he used to urinate. We even know that. The Prophet ﷺ's life, Allah gave us so clearly, inside, outside, whatever. There was no second of his life, ﷺ, that was hidden, because Rasulullah ﷺ said, I want every ummati to become an ashik. Hazrat Imam Rabbani, Mujaddad al-Aftani, Hazrat Sheikh Ahmad Farooqi, Mujaddad of Islam, imagine he's about to die, the final days, maybe the angels were to become visible. He said, he was afraid that I've left one sunnah in my life, I've not practiced it yet. Look at the shan, the glory of the Wali Allah. He said, as yet I've not completed one sunnah. So he said, is there any child that's been born recently? Bring him to me. The child was born, and subhanallah, he took him in his arms, embrace, and before he died, the child urinated on his clothes, and he said, alhamdulillah, I fulfilled the sunnah. It was Rasulullah, and this was an event in his life. The child came, somebody, a sahabiya, brought that child, and that child, baby, urinated on the Prophet's lap, and Hazrat Mujaddad said, I've not done this sunnah as yet, and he fulfilled that sunnah. We said, where's your return? 10 hours, give me dalil and proofs, and masail and book references. Subhanallah, what love is this for the Prophet? You're asking for proofs? The wazifa the Prophet has given us himself, man ahabba sunnati faqad ahabbani. فَقَدْ دَهَبَنِي كَانَ مَعِيَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. That if you love me, then you must follow my sunnah. If you follow my sunnah, you'll go to paradise. If you're angry on somebody, for example, there's a difference in an opinion or in something, the anger's increasing, and what guideline then do we implement? Who? The Holy Prophet ﷺ. His wives were there, there was discussion, debate, there was a difference, and they were separated for a short while due to the difference, and the Prophet was unhappy with them, and then subhanallah, they made up all the events of his life. There are no events of the life that were hidden, that kept hidden. There's no event from which we cannot attain the guidance. Aashiq, we call ourselves Aashiqs, we love the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, fine, that we all do have love, we all have that relationship, but we don't have the love for him in reality. He, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is such a great, the greatest personality, that if you have love for him, immediately his response will come in the dream, he'll come to you physically. In this day and age, I'll tell you the life of the wali of this day and age. He had love. He met the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and his son became ill, severely ill, this wali Allah. And he was very sick, is extremely sick. And that time, he was meeting the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, why are you upset? He said, that I've realized that he's very sick, and he's extremely sick. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, go and recite this, and go and recite this. He went straight, and he recited the dua, and he did dhamm. And after that, he was never ill like that again. Allahu Akbar. Brothers, this is what the Quran tells us. We don't know what life are we living. We don't understand. It's beyond understanding, beyond comprehension. That fair enough, we don't pray Salah. We Allah forgive. Then that person, he is trapped in the Allah is Ghafoor or Rahim, forgiving, merciful Allah, you are merciful. Those people lost out. Those who start to practice, they say, show us the proof of the Sunnah. Tell me, how did he do this? Why do I have to do this? And the third level, we are Aashiqs. We love the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Oh, madman, who do you love? A normal man you love in the world, and he gives you the reply to you to love you given him. So will the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam not reply? If you love Allah, Allah replies. So who are you loving if you're not getting the response? It's a false claim of love. It's an empty claim of love. So do you want to create the love of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in your hearts? My friends, Allah Ta'ala has given me and you a message today. That today's message is unique, beautiful. That success lies in what? That every second we should be imitating him and be thinking about him. And may Allah Ta'ala give us such a strong connection with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And when will it be a strong connection? When our whole life is a reflection, every second is a reflection of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Sunnah. May Allah give us all the ability and capability. Ameen.
Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin nabiyil ummiyyi wa azwajihi ummahatil mu'minin wa zurriyyatihi wa ahli baitihi kama sallaita ala ali ibrahim wa innaka hamidum majid wa sallim tasliman daiman abadan kaseeran. Allahumma ighfir lana dhunubana wa zulmana wa aslana wa jaddana wa qatana wa amdana kulla zalika indana. Allahumma rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina azaban nar wa qina azaban qabr wa qina azaban hashr wa qina azaban mizan wa adkhilna jannata ma'al abrar ya aziz ya ghafar ya rabbul alamin ya rabbul alamin ya rabbul alamin. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان وأشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. اللهم استعبنا بسنته ونفعنا بمحبته واشرنا في زمرته يا كريم. اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وصحابه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.